Well, it happened. Sarah Palin has endorsed Donald Trump for president, and we actually have both Sarah and Donald on the phone. Thank you for calling in, guys.
Oh, you betcha, Mark.
This is a huge honor for you to talk to us. Huge.
So I guess you two have big plans for the remainder of Donald's campaign, right?
Oh, we sure do. Yes, Donald is going to make America great again.
That's right.
We're going to knock on doors.
Sure are.
We're going to pound the pavement.
You betcha.
We're going to murder anybody who doesn't have a white face and set their house on fire.
Why? Jeez. Hey, wait. Dear Lord, Sarah.
Yeah, I don't think we discussed that portion of the strategy, Sarah.
Oh, sorry. I guess I got carried away.
Right. So, what kind of America do you envision in the event that Donald is elected?
Well, I envision a protected Second Amendment.
Hell yeah.
Lower taxes.
Sing it, sister.
And every person with even so much as a fraction of minority blood in their bodies screaming out in terror in unison as they are systematically eliminated from the society in one fell swoop.
Good God, oh Sarah. Goodness.
Yeah, although I commend your willingness to speak your mind, the turn this has taken is not good, Sarah. It's not good.
Okay, you're right. I'll downshift. The last thing I want to do is jeopardize your campaign. That's why we're going to fight.
Yeah.
We're going to brawl.
Uh-huh.
We're going to pillage.
What?
We're going to plunder.
Yowza.
We're going to stab.
Please stop.
We're going to bludgeon with bats that have nails sticking out of them.
Oh, my sweet God in heaven.
We're going to find random Mexican people. Lure them into a van with promises of money or delicious candy, then drive them out into a remote field.
Whoa, why isn't anybody stopping this woman?
Yeah, sorry, Sarah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to end this.
My reign of terror will never end!
Thank you for calling Donald and Sarah.
Please, never use our names together in the same sentence ever again, Mark. I've made a huge mistake.